Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kaylee speaking. How can I assist you?
Yes. There was a charge on my husband's account from this number, and I'm trying to find out what it is and who made the purchase.
All right. Can you provide your zip code?
29720.
First and last name?
Mine is Camille Helms.
All right. Can you confirm your shipping address for me?
4604 Bonray Drive, Lancaster, South Carolina, 29720.
All right, then. So I do see it's under your name, and it's for the NutriSlim Keto.
I haven't ordered nothing.
Well, you started off paying the shipping and handling on the 16th of May for $6.70 for the NutriSlim Keto.
I haven't ordered nothing.
Okay, well, just going by what it shows, and shows back on the 16th, you chose the NutriSlim Keto. It's a dietary pill supposed to help reduce appetite, increase metabolism.
I haven't gotten nothing in the mail, and I haven't ordered nothing.
Okay, well, the show was delivered to your address on May 19th, the keto pill.
No, ma'am.
That's what your postal service states. But, yeah, the company states that it was a 14-day trial to see if you wanted to continue receiving it every month, and no one called in to counsel.
Was there a way to refund it? Because I didn't authorize nothing like that.
Okay, do you know anyone?
And neither did my... No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So you didn't authorize any of these charges?
No, ma'am. This is the only one that I've seen pop up on there.
Okay. Well, just give me a moment. All right, just give me one moment. I'll be able to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Right. I don't know if there's any board games here. Can you hang on a second, ma'am?
Okay, well, I'm finna transfer you over. Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
I'm transferring you over to the fraud department now. Thank you for calling customer support.